welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards, because Commander's number one. I am one of your hosts. I am joined today with both Slothy and Brian. Slothy, how's it going today?
Oh, it's going pretty well, thanks. How about yourself?
Oh, not too bad. I've been busy building decks, I'll tell you that much. We went pretty hard. We'll talk a little bit about it when we get in. But first, before I get into that, Brian, how are you doing?
It's nice to be included this time. I'm doing wonderful. I got a massage booked for later, so today's going to be great.
There you go. That doesn't sound like too bad of a day. Yeah, I'm off to sleep soon because I work again. Busy weekend working, busy weekend building decks. I went way too hard with singles for the set. It's a really good set. We got about halfway through the spoilers last week. We didn't touch any of the Commander ones. I'll talk about the Commander stuff when we get to it, but yeah, let's just jump back into this one. I assume this is going to be a bit of a faster one now that I've got my hands on a bunch of these cards and been able to build with them. I'm even more excited for the set. It's been really, really fun. I know that Slothy's very excited for one of the Commander decks too and stuff, so we'll talk a bit more about that. But yeah, let's jump right back in. I think we ended with Ovika, you guys were saying?
Yeah, to the new, beautiful Phyrexian Arena.
First off, again, Ovika's just an amazing card. That the Goblin Spellslinger card, I love it.
Yeah.
You don't like it?
I don't like spellslinging.
Well, so here's the thing, though.
Brian, it's nothing personal. Let the men talk, please.
There's Ovika's just amazing. So it's normally you can't build a deck in this reference because you'll get overrun, right? Having a one color, like just one commander, especially at seven mana, is rough. But this turns all of your every mana rock. It's non-creature spells. I'm going to talk about Ovika again. I wasn't done talking about it last weekend. So again, Ovika is five, the one blue, one red. It's a 6/6 Phyrexian Nightmare. Flying with ward 3 and pay 3 life. That is a steep cost. That's 3 life and 4 mana to path to exile it in a spellslinging deck that is likely to deflecting swatch you to cancel it. That's rough. So yeah, like I think Slothy, this is the one you wanted to make a deck of when we get to that episode.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, this is a really cool one. But like I said, this turns everything into creature generation, right? You're not penalized for going heavy enchantments, instant sorceries, artifacts. You're going to get your goblins off of them every time. And then something like a mana echoes, right? I blue sun zenith you for 10. I get 10 goblins or 13 goblins. Those 13 goblins add the colorless. And that's if I only have those ones. Then I comet storm. And like, this is, I think, a really, really cool deck. There's a lot of cards that add mana for the number of creatures you can control, like Hymn of Battle.
Apex of Power would be devastating too.
Yeah, like all of these things. Like Ovika is just going to be plus it's really cool to see a goblin is it deck, right? I don't think we've ever had a commander that's gone that direction.
You got the goblin Mizzix guy.
Yeah, you got Mizzix, but
he doesn't really make goblins, right?
No.
But like you can like put things like I'm looking at my list of cards right here for anyone watching the video, because I'm also building this. You've got stuff like a Goblin Warstrike, where you just pay one, deals damage equal to the number of goblins you control the target player. Like, you'll be able to Goblin Warstrike people, tons of like Bogart shenanigans, right? Just such a silly goblin enchantment. It's going to make you goblins, and people wiping your field are going to take that damage to the face. Like, it's just such a cool deck theme. All right, okay, Brian, now jump into this Phyrexian Arena.
But I'm going to actually jump one forward. Because we're talking about Ovika or Obeka, no, Ovika. The Red Sun's Twilight, that's like the next one down, I think would go really well in that deck.
It would go really well in every deck, and I bought so many of them.
Oh, did you?
I bought so many of them. Not as many as the White Sun, but I got a lot. The Phyrexian Arena reprint, I'll quickly take, because Brian's trying to skip it. It's beautiful new artwork. It's got Phyrexian stuff. One double black. At the beginning of your upkeep, you draw a card, you lose a life.
It doesn't look like an arena, let's be honest.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Brian, go ahead and take the Red Sun's Twilight.
So we got Red Sun's Twilight, which is X and 2 red. Sorcery, destroy up to X target artifacts. If X is 5 or more, for each artifact destroyed this way, create a token that's a copy of it. Those tokens gain haste. Exile them at the beginning of the next end step.
This is a really good card. It's a really good card.
Yeah, I really like the look of like that monster or whatever's in it. It looks really... really sleek.
Well, So it's really good in like lots of instances. So number one is there's lots of decks that run red that are artifact and stuff. And a Darksteel Forge, which is a super popular card right now, it's going to make all your artifacts indestructible. So if your things are indestructible, it doesn't matter if they're quote unquote destroyed. You get it. I guess it has to be destroyed later on in the card, it says. Is that right, Sloth?
Exile them.
No, the tokens get exiled.
Oh, yeah.
But again, still the same thing. And like, this was actually probably really good for my Obika deck, like when I end the turn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something like that. It's also, people don't run enough removal in general, but being...
Hey, that gives you another time to use your communist music.
Yeah, our artifacts. Well, just a really, really fun thing with this is there's so many, like, hitting important artifacts is... It's something we all try to not do, right? Everyone feels bad about hitting a Soul Ring because it's like, that's my ramp. But it's such good... First off, it's just, like, such good ramp early. Yeah, I know, Brian. I know. But that's what I mean, right? Like, we can't just let people's, like, artifacts and mana rocks stay in play. And just taking a field of mana rocks with this is hilarious.
Especially if you're playing against an Urza player.
Yeah, if you're playing against me, go ahead, take the Howling Mine. We'll still have glory.
Until the end of their turn.
Yeah, I wish that this was an instant, but I understand why it's not.
Yeah, I think it would be over. You'd be complaining about this card next to Cyclonic Rift.
No.
Why did they make Red Sun Twilight so powerful?
No, Cyclonic Rift is because of its two modes and it's entirely one-sided. You can't deflecting Cyclonic Rift. Cyclonic Rift is a garbage card that should be taken out of the format.
They should all be burned.
It's just a terrible card. Like, it's not creative. We get it. All right, Sloth, you take this next one before I talk about this episode. Yes. Turns into Phyrexia spoilers slash Daniel hates Psych Rift.
This next one is Ruk Hexgold Nabber, 2 and a red for a 2/2 legendary goblin rebel with trample and haste. Whenever an equipped creature you control other than Ruk Hexgold Nabber attacks or dies, you may attach all equipment attached to that creature to Ruk.
It's kind of neat.
I think this one also could go pretty well in Ovika.
Yeah.
Because then you're still casting your equipment, which are non-creatures.
Yeah, still getting a ton of goblins, but it's also a goblin.
And it's still a goblin itself. Yeah, exactly.
It reminds me of like a gremlin.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to talk this next one. I bought a lot of copies of this card. I put it in a few decks. I upgraded the precon. I split like the precon into two decks, the Abzan one. This is in both of those decks. This is also, I'm just going to make this a commander. This is just a really, really cool card. It's Rhea Ivor, Bane of Bladehold. It's 2/1, 1 white, 1 black. It's a 3/4 Phyrexian Knight with Battlecry, and I loved Battlecry. I love normal Hero of Bladehold in general. It's just really, really cool. So this is obviously a throwback to that, similar stats, everything. At the beginning of combat on your turn, the next time target creature would deal combat damage to one or more players this combat, you prevent that damage. If damage is prevented this way, you create that many 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature tokens with Toxic, and they can't block. I think this is just a really, really fun commander to build into the, like, when this attacks players, like, with the curses, just because it's... Brian, I'm not actually trying to hit you. I just want to make these mites. I'm like, don't worry. The mites are never actually going to kill you. The mites are going somewhere else. So every turn I can essentially swing my, like, I can swing my Rhea Ivor at Brian, get 3 mites, and then battle cry those mites at other people. It's just really, really fun as a commander. A nice political tool commander where I can say, like, sure, I might swing this Blight Steel Colossus at you, but it's prevented. You just take the Blight Steel damage. I want 11 mites.
I like it.
I really think this is a cool card.
I really, really like the alternate art on this
one. Oh, yeah. I got... So as I was saying, I thought that I didn't really like this artwork style, but seeing it in person does look really, really great, especially in foil. Like the black and white oil slick stuff is really, really nice.
Yeah.
I just realized I'm not going to be able to get any of the stuff that I want after you raided the store yesterday.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM, then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off. The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out the Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
I got spares I could give you.
Just go raid Daniel's house.
Yeah.
I do have a loan with the Bank of Dan. So
there you go. Yeah, no, Rhea, I think, is just a really, really interesting commander. And I might, Brian and I both played the Breena deck, and the Breena deck was just a really, really solid politics deck.
Love the Breena deck. That was so much fun.
And I think I might make another version of that where I'm adding toxic infect mites into it and stuff, right? Like a great spot for my Ink Shield, like for any token doublers and Anointed Possession, that Mondruk, if you pull that up and stuff, like if you pull one of those in the set. I'm not buying a Mondruk for $50 right now. I'm sure
it'll... I would have bought that from Phoenix. I saw that. I was tempted to message them. I was like, I want that.
Well, the Mondruk?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there's a few. I didn't see the Mondruk they had. There's lots of people. It's the exact same thing with Crater Hoof. I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm not paying $50 for this. And then it's going to go up. It's Anointed Procession, but a creature. It's obviously going to go up. And I'm like, no, I'm not paying that. And then it's going to be $80. And I'm like, $80, I'd never pay that. I would have paid $50. It's yeah, that's my thought process with these cards. But yeah, no, Rhea is like, it's not a very expensive card right now to purchase either. I just think it could be a really, really cool. I loved Battlecry.
That's a really good addition to any Knights deck too.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that art, just like Slothy mentioned. I think the oil stained or the, I really enjoy all of them so far.
Well, also yeah. speaking of Knights as well, nothing stopping you. Like, white is a pretty good color for equipment, as we all know, right? So like a white black equipment theme like Voltron deck, where you're like, you, because you can still get your like Pure Steel Paladins, your Stoneforge Mystics, Cigardizate, all of those into this deck, right? And that, like, what a fun way to play, to be like, Brian, I'm going to prevent 80 damage at you, but this thing's coming at you. Because none of the swords.
Don't worry, Brian. He's going to attack someone else.
Yeah, I'll make 80 Phyrexian Mites. They can't block. Don't worry. I'm probably going to name this deck Blocking is for Cowards. That's how I'm going to politics as well. Brian, I'm preventing it. How dare you even try to block it? Let me have my tokens, you coward.
How dare you attack me?
Yeah. Oh, I just want to... I'm going to definitely try, like, stack up, like, 1,000 of these, like, Phyrexian Mites.
I'm so... Like, that's all I'm trying to do. That's all I try to do with these token decks, and everyone's like, I'm gonna kill you. And I'm like, I just want to make my snakes.
That's true.
But we should probably move along. Next up, we have Serum Sovereign.
Yeah.
Four and a blue, Phyrexian Sphinx. Flying, whenever you cast a non-creature spell, put an oil counter on Serum Sovereign. Pay one blue, remove an oil counter from Serum Sovereign, draw a card, then scry two. Damn, that looks like it's right up your alley for that scry deck.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not, I wouldn't put it in that deck, but I do really like Sphinxes. I've got a few Sphinx tribal decks, and that one mana to draw is really cool.
And scry, though.
True.
That's why I was like, yeah. It kind of fits in, because you can dump your mana into it, as long as you have the oil counters, I guess.
I have to talk about the next two cards as well. Bought a lot of these cards this weekend. We have Skrelv, Defector Mite, which is one of the cards I was the most excited for. This is a cool card. I love it. It's one white mana for a 1/1 Phyrexian Mite legendary artifact creature. So you can make this a commander, and I'm going to. It has Toxic 1. Players dealt combat damage by it also get a poison counter. Skrelv can't block. And then for a Phyrexian White, tap it, you choose a color, another target creature you control gains Toxic 1. And hexproof from that color until end of turn. It can't be blocked by creatures of that color this turn. So this is just like a very cool take on like a legendary version of Mother of Runes that adds poison counters. I love this card.
Mm-hmm.
And the ability to, like, sure, it costs a mana, whereas like a Mother of Runes doesn't generally cost. I'm pretty sure Mother of Runes, you just tap, right?
Yeah. But you can pay your life for it.
But that's what I mean, right? We're in Commander, and two life is nothing. Two life in a white card? Grow up, right? Like, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I really like this card. It's got a place in just a ton of decks for me. Its addition of Toxic introduces like a neat alternate win con, right? And I know there's a big debate right now in Commander of like the whole reason that Infect tokens were never really touched was because Infect didn't have enough support to be generally good. But now they've shoved Infect into it.
There's so much.
Oh, yeah. Just this toxic one is everyone calls it a nerfed version, but I don't think it's a nerfed version because
I prefer toxic.
The creature
is doing the damage as well as.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It still does the damage, right?
The only thing is that opposing creatures don't get the counters on them, like the -1/-1 counters. I think that's where people might see the.
It's kind of a little bit give and take.
Yeah. But I really, really like it. And especially with that dinosaur we talked about last week, right? Where if you have trample on these things, if you've got trample, you just hit. You just got to roll one over to get all of the toxic damage. So I think it's really, really cool. The one I wanted to talk to you about after that is Skrov's Hive, which I believe should be honorary background if you're making a Skrov deck. You should be allowed to play it that way. I'm going to try play it that way if my play groups are going to let me and stuff. If not, it'll sit in the 99. And anyone who complains is like, oh, yeah, you know what? Everyone's more than valid to say, hey, I don't like your unfun pairing. You have to put that in the 99. And I'll be like, you know what? I totally agree. It's totally fine. And I'm just going to swing Skrov at them the whole game. They know what they did. Yeah. It's not bullying if I'm having fun.
You kicked him away from his home.
Yeah, but Skrov's Hive is one and a white. At the beginning of your upkeep, you lose a life. You create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might with Toxic 1, can't block. And it can't block. Then it has Corrupted. As long as an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, creatures you control with Toxic have life. I love every part about this card.
This card is so good.
Yeah. It's just, like I said,
I can see why it could. I can see why people would probably not want you to have that as a background, but I also like it because they're linked.
To me, well, exactly. And to me, it's very reminiscent of a Bitter Blossom kind of thing, just in a different way, right? And I love Bitter Blossom. I love playing cards like that, where at the beginning of my upkeep, I get a creature, I lose a life. This is solid token generation.
And honestly, I don't think it'll really end up being that bad, because it's still just a 1/1. You're not getting a -1/-1 counter on your creature.
Yeah, these can't block. You know that I'm playing aggro, and I'm playing aggro mono white.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, aggro mon.
Yeah.
You went Jamaican?
Aggro mono white. No, I said it.
Oh, no, it didn't come through on my side. Sorry.
Oh, that's funny. Well, on the
podcast, I play aggro mon.
True. Do you want this next one, Brian?
Sure, I'll take them. We have Slowbad, Iron Goblin, 2 and a red, legendary creature, Phyrexian Goblin Artificer. The alt art for this guy looks kind of terrifying, not going to lie. But we tap Slowbad, sacrifice an artifact, add an amount of fire mana equal to, or mountain equal to sacrificed artifact's mana value. Spend this mana only to cast artifact spells or activate abilities of artifacts.
I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't mind that, but I don't really play red artifacts, I should be honest. So
there's lots of a Dreddy deck kind of thing, right? Lots of artifacts that care about going to the grave, especially Spine of Ishsa, for instance. When it enters, when it enters, it destroys things. When it goes to the grave, it comes back to your hand kind of thing. So you're tapping, getting 7 mana, and essentially being able to recast it. If you have an untapper, that's actually pretty near infinite. Mm-hmm. I like it a lot. The next one's really the cool. Next one's, yeah, I was going to say you take the next one, but it's very, very cool with Possibility Storm, if you're an animal.
You are.
Yeah, this next one is Soulless Jailer, 2 mana for a 0/4 artifact Phyrexian Golem, artifact creature. Permanent cards in graveyards can't enter the battlefield, and players can't cast non-creature spells from graveyards or exile.
A new card that Dean's going to love.
Still lets you get creatures through, so it's not horrible, but...
It locks out the graveyards, though.
Yeah. We also have Tablet of Completion, a 2-mana artifact. You tap to put an oil counter on it. Then you can tap it for a colorless, activate only if it has two or more oil counters on it. And then pay 1 and a tap, draw a card, activate it only if it has 5 or more oil counters on it. So this is just a solid, in a proliferate kind of deck. You know, it gives you a pay 1 mana, draw a card, is a mana rocket 2. But I don't think it's going to see too much play outside of, tapping it 5 times before, you'd have to get to a 6th time to even pay 1 to draw a card is pretty expensive outside of proliferate.
Yeah.
This next one's pretty neat. The Eternal Wanderer, 4 and 2 white, legendary planeswalker. No more than one creature can attack the Eternal Wanderer each combat. +1, exile up to one target artifact or creature. Return that card to the battlefield under its owner's control at the beginning of that player's next end step. That's a good way to get some of your stolen creatures back.
Well, it's also zero. It's really good for blinking in like an Elish Norn.
Yeah. 0. Create a 2/2 white samurai creature token with double strike. Terrifying. -4. For each player, choose a creature that player controls. Each player sacrifices all creatures they control not chosen this way.
Fact that you can do that as soon as it comes down.
Yeah. And still keep and your planeswalker.
Yeah, and still keep it around. That's insane.
This is a very, very pushed one. Like, again, it protects itself at 0 with a 2/2 double striker. That's awesome.
And even this.
It gives huge blink.
And you can't attack it with more than one creature.
Yeah, and then exactly. Then the -4. Like, the -4 is pretty bonkers.
You better be swinging your biggest boy at me.
Well, yeah, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
You know this next one here, Slothy?
Yeah. So next up, we got the Filigree Silex. 2 mana for a legendary artifact. You can tap it to put an oil counter on it. Tap it to sacrifice it and destroy each non-permanent with mana value equal to the number of oil counters on it. Or you can tap to remove 10 oil counters from among permanents you control and sacrifice the Filigree Silex and have it deal 10 damage to any target.
Yeah, not horrible.
Oh, once again, kind of, it's good to proliferate, but you're not going to get 10.
Well, it's the 10, it's 10 oil counters from among creatures. So like an Amiglos
kind of deck. True, yeah.
But this one, I would personally just be running as like a sweeper, like a broad general sweeper of tokens. 2 mana, tap it, blow all tokens off the board.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
I definitely like that one. We've got one of the rare sphere lands. It's the Monumental Facade. It's a cool card. It enters with 2 oil counters on it. Taps for a colorless. Tap, remove an oil counter from it. Put an oil counter on target artifact or creature. Activate only as sorcery. I like that one a lot.
The the Microsynth Garden looks really cool. It's actually like really enjoyed the art of it. Oh, is it?
It's really good. Read it.
So, tap. So, land sphere. Tap to add a colorless. Pay 1, tap it to add 1 mana of any color. Pay X and tap it. And the Microsynth Garden becomes a copy of target non-creature, or sorry, non-token artifact you control with mana value X.
Yeah, it's good.
As the invasion tree grows, it branches pierced through the world's silent core. Interesting.
Yeah, it's that's a really, really good one, especially like in our Urza decks we've been playing and stuff like pay 5, make a second Blink Moth. This isn't at sorcery speed. I like this a lot.
Yep.
Do you want the Sphere Sloth or do you want the next one?
I'll take the next one.
Okay, I'll take this last Sphere here. We have the Seed Core. Taps for a colorless. Taps for 1 mana of any color, only for Phyrexian spells. And then it has Corrupted. Tap, target 1/1 creature, gets 2/1 until end of turn. Activate only if an opponent has 3 or more poison counters on it. Definitely going in the Skrulf deck.
I love this one.
It's cool. I have got to say, the artworks on this next one are phenomenal in every way, shape, and form.
Absolutely.
I'm really enjoying them, actually.
We've got Thrun, Breaker of Silence. 3 double green for a 5/5 legendary troll shaman. This spell can't be countered. He's got Trample. Thrun, Breaker of Silence can't be the target of non-green spells your opponents control or abilities from non-green sources your opponents control. And as long as it's your turn, Thrun has indestructible.
Oof. It's a good card.
Yeah.
Like you're so
only green. Only green opponents can touch it.
Well, and removing him in green is rough. Like a beast within, but not on my turn, because on my turn he's indestructible. Like it's this
very hard.
I think this will be a really, really cool commander, and I think I'm gonna build I don't really know how I'd build this one, to be honest.
My mind immediately went to Voltron.
I was gonna say I almost have to go Voltron. He's so strong that not attacking with him is almost a crime.
Yeah. And right. It's really easy to just give him vigilance so you can have him back to defend as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really love
that. That one's actually really neat. I haven't seen that one until now. He just seems like a really tough boy, gotta be honest. Mm-hmm. So the next one we hear is Tyvar, Jubilant Brawler. Legendary Planeswalker, Tyvar. You may activate abilities of creatures you control as though those creatures had haste. Plus one, untap up to one target creature. Minus two, mill three cards. Then you may return a creature card with converted mana cost, or with mana cost value two or less from your graveyard to the battlefield. Ah, there's my Land of War.
I like this one. This is like really, really solid for like, you're going to almost always like be plus one-ing this for like a Priest of Titania kind of thing, you know? And your Priest of Titania having a pseudo haste.
Yeah.
I don't have no idea what's going on in the alt artwork.
He's just brawling. He's punching things.
Yeah.
But it looks like his eyes are bleeding / shooting laser beams.
Yeah, I don't know. That one seems
The laser elf.
Yeah, we had as well Unctus Grand, the Metatect.
Unctus.
Yeah, Unctus. One double blue for a 2/4 Phyrexian Vedalken. Other blue creatures you control have, whenever this creature becomes tapped, draw a card, discard a card. So a loot effect is pretty solid. Other artifact creatures you control get 1/1, so an anthem as well. And then pay one Phyrexian blue until end of turn, target creature you control becomes a blue artifact in addition to its other colors and types. Activate only as a sorcery.
Boo! Sorcery speed.
Yeah.
I don't mind it.
It's not horrible. I think Unctus has got a lot of cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Again, the alt arts are really great. Cool. Yeah.
This one's really, really cool. The Urbrask's Forge. I picked a bunch of these up as well. It's, pardon me. Two in a red. At the beginning of combat on your turn, you put an oil counter on Urbrask's Forge. Then create an X1 red Phyrexian horror creature token with trample and haste, where X is the number of oil counters. Sack at the beginning of the next end step. So just a great card that's going to grow your aggro every turn.
That's amazing, actually. I really enjoy that. And what they're making looks like cats.
Yeah, it's really, I just think it's a really cool card.
So Slothy called dibs on the next one.
It's a really good card. It's a really good card. Like, amazing.
I think as of right now, this is my MVP of this set. This Venerated Rot Priest. A single green for a 1/2 Phyrexian Druid. It's got Toxic 1. And whenever a creature you control becomes the target of a spell, target opponent gets a poison counter. Phenomenal.
That's actually really cool.
And the fact that it's the target of a spell and not one that an opponent controls.
Any spell, yeah.
Yeah, makes me really happy.
Target opponent. It is a target opponent, which is nice, but there's a lot of each opponent gets.
Yep.
Brian, you want this next one?
Sure. This guy has a pretty cool name. We got Venzer Corpse Puppet. Blue and a black. Legendary creature. Phyrexian Zombie Wizard. Lifelink Toxic 1. Whenever you proliferate, choose one. If you don't control a creature named the Hollow Sentinel, create the Hollow Sentinel, a legendary 3/3 legendary 3/3 colorless Phyrexian Golem artifact creature token, or target artifact creature you control gains flying and lifelink until end of turn. I'm just gonna make my Hollow Sentinel flying and lifelink.
This is from a lore wise card, really sad.
It's, oh, really?
Venser saved Karn, like gave up his spark. Venser was a planeswalker.
Yeah. Mm.
And this is what they did to Venser. This is what they did to my boy.
They made him into a puppet.
Yeah, the corpse puppet. It's very sad from a story standpoint. Venser's really cool. I'll have to do some more lore stuff with John at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We also have this Vindictive Flamestroker. One red for a Phyrexian Wizard.
No. Stoker.
Stoker, not Stroker.
Yeah.
Okay.
I needed to clarify.
Phyrexian Wizard. So 1/2, whenever you cast a non-creature, you put an oil counter on it. Six and a red, sack Vindictive Flame Stoker. Discard your hand, then draw four cards. This ability costs one less to activate for each oil counter on Vindictive Flame Stoker. I like it.
Yeah.
It's not horrible.
Yeah.
Brian, you take this next one, because it's very good for the style you like.
Woof. Her faith burns hot enough to sear away the flesh of the heretic.
Oh, you'll like the flavor text on the next two.
So we have Vran, Executioner Thane, legendary creature, Phyrexian Vampire. Whenever one or more other creatures you control die, each opponent loses 2 life and you gain 2 life. This ability only triggers once each turn.
Sadly, it only triggers once. That's a bummer. But
and Do not fear death, fear failure.
Yeah. It's a cool card, like definitely good for like an Edgar deck, definitely good for your aristocrats.
Yeah.
I
need to.
As the new owner of 40 plus copies of this card, I must take the next.
Wait a minute. Soon enough, each praetor will have hired me to kill the others, and I will stand alone as the true father of machines.
Yeah, they're all crazy.
Yeah. Sounds about right. That's what drugs do.
So yeah, I went I went real hard on this next card because I love every part of it. We've got White Sun's Twilight. X, double white, you gain X life. That is already a great card and very playable. Mm-hmm. You also create X11 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature tokens with toxic and they can't block. That's also very good. We've got it's doubling up as a token generator and a life gain generator and a poison counter, so an alternative win con. And if X is 5 or more, destroy all other creatures.
Oh, they remade, my favorite white card. Marshall
Coup kind of thing?
Yeah.
But cooler with life gain.
And mites?
Yeah. The Skrull deck, just as a spoiler, I'm calling it I Just Might.
Phyrexian Crabs.
My joke deserved more than that, Brian. You break my heart.
The final rare we've gotten this set is Zenith Chronicler. 2 mana for a 3/1 artifact creature Phyrexian Construct. Whenever a player casts a first multicolor spell each turn, each other player draws a card.
Actual group hug card. I like it.
Yeah, I really like this one.
That's funny. It kind of reminds me of like the probes from Star Wars.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a few in here that are really, really good of the uncommons and stuff. Like, so I just want to go through a few of them. If you guys are scrolling through and you see some, let me know. The first one I want to talk is Cankerbloom. I think it's a really, really interesting card, and it's got really, really cool artwork in both versions. It's one in the green. It's a Phyrexian Fungus 3/2. So that's already really good stats at 2 mana. 3/2 is very strong at 2 mana. Then it also has 1, sack it, choose 1. Destroy target artifact, destroy target enchantment, or proliferate. I think that this card has just a ton of, like, just a ton of utility.
Yeah, I like that one. Actually, I like all those cards that have those abilities.
Right?
I was just looking at the Blight Belly Rat. Like, I know that it gives all rats, or sorry, we already went over the rat that gives all other rats toxic. This Blight Belly Rat seems fun because it's whenever it dies, it proliferates. So if you're able to, like, if you have, like, Marin or any of those, like, recursion-style decks, you know, I get it back, I sacrifice it, I ping you guys for 1 life or whatever with our aristocrat-style cards, and then also I will proliferate all of the poison counters.
There's another one that's really cool. It's Expand the Sphere, a very playable card, I think. 3 and a green, it's a sorcery. You look at the top 6 cards of your library. Put up to 2 lands from among them onto the battlefield tapped and the rest on the bottom in a random order. If you put fewer than 2 lands onto the battlefield this way, proliferate a number of times equal to the difference. I think that that's really, really playable in a lot of decks, especially like Brian, you're going hard with Atraxa stuff right now. There's
a lot of good stuff in here. But I was going mine for +1/+1, but the proliferate stuff's definitely going to help. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just some really cool cards. I really can't wait because I really don't look at... Well, I'm one that doesn't like spoilers. I like the thrill and the surprise of opening a box. I love Christmas, basically.
That's fair.
So I can't wait to actually get my hands on a box and actually rip open these packs and see these cards because... There just looks to be so much fun stuff. Like, I was just looking at this Drowned in Ichor. 1 in a black sorcery target creature gets -4/-4 until end turn and then proliferate.
Yep.
Like, I love, like, the little cards. Like, I don't think that's a sorcery. I really feel that an instant would have felt better or more mechanically inclined to do something. Because I like to do it when I'm either attacking or someone attacks me. I like single target removal most of the time. I don't like board wipes.
That's fair.
One kind of a little bit down the list is Noxious Assault.
You've met my girlfriend. That's my nickname.
For 3 doubles, it's a sorcery. Creatures you control get +2/+2 until end of turn. Whenever a creature blocks his turn, its controller gets a poison counter.
That's a really good one, yeah. I bought a bunch of those.
You're either getting a bunch of poison counters or you're taking a load of damage. I really like both those options.
Another one that's great is Infectious Bite. It's one and a green. Target creature you control deals damage equal to its power to target creature you don't control, and each opponent gets a poison counter.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's very playable. I also really love this Infested Fleshcutter. What were you saying? Sorry?
No, go ahead.
First of all these cards that have the mites on them, if you look, it is just them eating every part of a body. Like, it's just like them. Yeah.
What's your favorite part?
Yeah. For them, it looks like it's the forearm holding the sword. We've got Infested Fleshcutter, one and a white. Equipped creature gets 2-0. Whenever equipped creature attacks, you create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Mite with Toxic 1 and Can't Block. And it has equipped 2 and a white. I like that. Very playable for what I'm doing. One you missed over as well, I think, is really, really, really playable, is Minor Misstep.
I was just about to talk about that.
Go ahead. Yeah, please.
If you're like Dan and like hurting Brian with the Soul Rings, you can play Minor Misstep. Single blue, counter target spell with mana value 1 or less. And I really like this one. This stops a lot.
Very, very playable, especially in like more competitive and faster paced metas like that. One mana, one counter is rough.
Absolutely.
I feel like I stumbled across two of my new favorite cards. First off, the Necroskito. I hate mosquitoes, but this Necroskito thing. Yeah. 3 and a black Phyrexian insect flying. Necroskito enters the battlefield with 2 oil counters on it. Necroskito gets +1/+1 for each oil counter on it. And whenever another creature or artifact you control is put into a graveyard from the battlefield, put an oil counter on Necroskito.
All hail the Necroskito.
Right? It should be a legendary creature. Let me use this as my commander.
I like it.
And then the Necrogen Rot Priest.
That one's pretty good.
Toxic 2, but whenever a creature you control with Toxic deals combat damage to a player, that player gets an additional poison counter.
Really
like
good.
That, yeah, that just seems great. And then you can pay 3 target creature you control with Toxic gains Death Touch until end of turn.
Yep.
Pretty good.
Another really good one, speaking of the toxic stuff, is this Necrogen Communion. 1 and a black, enchant creature you control. Enchanted creature has Toxic 2, and when it dies, return it to the battlefield under your control. That's just really, really solid. It saves your creature from death. It gives your creature also like a pseudo-infect. I really, really like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one very worth talking about in any ETB-style deck, Elishnorn. It's this Ossification. 1 and a white, enchant basic land you control, and you're playing mono white, so that's a lot of them. When it enters the battlefield, exile target creature or planeswalker and opponent controls until Ossification leaves the battlefield. The flavor text on that one, too. Only Elishnorn's most loyal servants are granted the honor of becoming part of the throne.
That's fantastic.
Right?
I just love this name. Like, I don't even want to read the card, but Paladin of Predation. That name sounds so cool.
True.
But Toxic 6. It costs 7, and Paladin of Predation can't be blocked by creatures with power 2 or less. I was going to say tough luck with your mites, but they can't block in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Blocking is for cowards. Reject Imperfection is another great card. It's just a cancel with a better ability. 1 double blue, counter target spell. If that spell's mana value is 3 or less, proliferate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like it.
I really like the alt art on, well, I like both arts on the new Throbbing Bird reprint.
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
It's down a little more.
I absolutely just love the flavor text of this card. So Ravenous Necrotitan, 2/2 black, Phyrexian Horror. Corrupted. When Ravenous Necrotitan enters the battlefield, sacrifice a creature unless an opponent has 3 or more poison counters. Some of Shouldred's Goliaths spread the glory of Phyrexia. Others just eat. That's Daniel.
I'm a hungry boy. I'm a big hungry man.
I was on my way to Phyrexia. Yeah. I was on my way to those other planes, but this Chinese buffet just opened up.
True. Serum Snare is another really great removal card. 1 and a blue. Return target non-land permanent to its owner's hand. If it's 3 or less, again, proliferate. A lot of really cool proliferate stuff in this set. Mm-hmm. A lot of Atraxivate.
Yep.
Oh, I love these style of cards. The next one from the one that you had. Shouldred's Edict. Yeah, I love these style cards. 1 and a black instant, choose one. Each opponent sacrifices a non-token creature. Each opponent sacrifices a creature token, or each opponent sacrifices a planeswalker. Congratulations, I am entertained. That's Dan again. But I love those cards. Like, what is the green one? Like, every opponent has to sacrifice an artifact or enchantment. Like, I don't have to do it, but all of you guys do. Yeah, those are the cards that I love to run. Because, again, it's not a board wipe. I'm going to let you have your choice. But if you only have one, sorry about your luck.
Yeah.
There's a few in the comment section that are also really good. Anoint with Affliction, one in the black, exile target creature if it's mana value 3 or less, and then if someone has 3 or more poison counters, any creature exile. That's a really great effect for black.
Yeah.
And also Aspirant's Ascent, the one blue until end of turn target creature you control gets 1/3 flying and toxic. That's a phenomenal one drop.
That's really good.
Oh, I found the Thrumming Bird. That's a very nice card, actually.
Takes you a minute, but you get there.
The only card that I'm looking at, just going like, what is this? Is like the Tainted Observer. Has like 3 human heads and like octopus tentacles, but yet it's a bird, guys. I swear.
Birds can be whatever we want them to be.
I don't know if people here in our world would agree with that, but.
Birds can be. You gotta believe it.
But yeah, whatever. Like, I really like the ability. Like, whenever another creature enters the battlefield under your control, you may pay 2 if you do proliferate.
I really like the Blight Belly Rat. One a black for 2/2 Phyrexian Rat. Oh, he's gone. With Toxic 1, when he dies, proliferate.
Yeah, that's very solid.
Yeah.
There's I really like this one too, the Carnivorous Canopy. I wish it was instant. That's the only downside I have with this, but it's 2 and a green. Destroy target artifact, enchantment, or creature with flying. If that permanent's mana value is 3 or less, proliferate. I like the utility on that.
Yeah, I like that one.
I obviously also like Charge of Might. Charge of Might. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Charge of the Might's 2 and a white, instant. Choose one, deals damage equal to the number of creatures you control to target creature or planeswalker, which is a pretty interesting effect for a white card. Mm-hmm. You don't normally get that bombardment thing in white. But yeah. Also, you create 2/1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature tokens with toxic, and they can't block.
I really like the Mites.
This is another really, really good card that I found myself building a lot with yesterday when I was going on my building spree, the Contagious Vorak.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's 2 and a green Phyrexian Boar Beast, and I really like the artwork on it. It's really cool with like all like the Sons of Mirrodin kind of stuff in the background there. It is 3/3. When it enters, you look at the top 4 cards of your library. You may reveal a land from among them and put it into your hand, put the rest on the bottom in a random order. If you don't, if you don't put a card in your hand, that's why you proliferate. I just think it's got great utility.
Yeah. A very good early game card is Crawling Chaos as well. A single white for 1/1 Phyrexian Horror with Toxic 1. And when it dies, create a 1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might.
Oh, the Crawling Chorus, one. Yeah. I was like, which one's that? Yeah.
And I really like the art on that one, too. That's just kind of a little weird.
It is a little weird. And then, yeah, let's... I think there's a few more. There was definitely a few more. And then we'll quickly go through the rares from the set. Yeah, the lands. By the way, these Phyrexian lands are so killer. I want play sets on play sets.
Those are so pretty. I love those so much.
Oh, like the dark art with the... Yeah. Or the other one.
The other one, the middle one of them.
271?
Of like, are you looking at...
I'm at the 4.
Yeah, 271.
I really like the other one.
I love them both.
Actually, I'll agree. I do enjoy both of them.
Phyrexian Atlas, Brian posted this one as a picture on the page, which is like a really, really cool artwork. But I think a very playable card as well. Just 3 mana, taps for 1 mana of any color. And then whenever it becomes tapped, each opponent who has 3 or more poison counters loses a life. That's not as important for it. It's just another great mana rock. And just the artwork on it just looks so... This is like beautiful artwork.
Oh. Yeah.
Like showing all of Phyrexia in its different planes, the suns above it. I just love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which tier or which level of would you live in?
I'm the sun.
The Mandible Justicar? Its hands or legs are like a mouth. Like, thing's terrifying.
Where is this one?
The common.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a weird one. Where did it go? I've lost my place. Prologue to Phyrexis is a great card as well. The one in the blue, each opponent gets a poison counter, draw a card. It's almost worrying how much poison nonsense, because you don't even have to be an infect deck to run Prologue to Phyrexis, right? Like any Elish or any Atraxa deck can throw this in and just not be inconvenienced, right? Like it's an extra proliferate target for they really, really were like, what if we just buffed Atraxidex? That was the set.
Oh, we made some really nice red cards that we can't throw.
Yeah, All Will Be One is a pretty crazy one. There's, I thought there was a few more that I liked. I'm just finishing scrolling. The black lands look amazing.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to move over to the other one because I want to leave some secrets for myself.
Okay, yeah, I'm done that one. Yeah, so let's go to the commander spoilers and let's start right into it with the Glistening Sphere. This is also a great card. It's 3 mana, enters tapped. When it enters, proliferate. Again, there's so many things to proliferate. If you're in a Planeswalker-style deck, you're playing any of the Planeswalkers, can be commanders, then this becomes an auto-include theme, attracts, a blah, 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 any of those things. Taps for 1 mana of any color, and if opponent has 3 or more plane or 3 or more poison counters, it taps for 3. That's great.
Yeah, I really like that.
This next one, Wyrmquake. 4 double green for sorceries got corrupted. Create an XX green Phyrexian Wyrm creature token with trample and toxic 1, where X is the amount of mana spent to cast a spell. Then for each opponent with 3 or more poison counters, you create another one of those tokens, and it has flashback for 8 double green.
Yeah, so it's making 6/6s and 8/8s. I like it.
No.
Pretty good.
It would be a 10/10.
Oh, yeah, it'd be 10/10. Yeah, 10/10. And presumably multiple 10/10s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then next up, we have Glissa's Retriever, 5 and a green, Phyrexian Beast, Haste, Toxic 3. Glissa's Retriever can't be blocked by creatures with power 2 or less. Corrupted, when Glissa's Retriever dies, exile it. When you do, return up to X target cards from your graveyard to your hand, where X is the number of opponents who have 3 or more poison counters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all.
I really like this next one. I like druids in general. This is Containment Grafter. It's a Phyrexian druid, 4 and a green for a 5/5. Trample toxic 1, and I really like the trample mechanic with toxic. I think that's cool. Mm-hmm. Whenever one or more creatures you control deal combat damage to one or more players, proliferate. Awesome ability.
Awesome.
Like, I'm dying again, sorry. That's great. Like, especially, again, like a parrot, I'm saying it in Atraxa. At the beginning of your end step, if an opponent has 3 or more poison counters, draw a card, then you may put a land from your hand onto the battlefield. It's just a phenomenal card. I said earlier that I was going to talk about the precons. I got both precons. They're both actually pretty solid. Like, the Boros one, you need to cut down a little bit of the equipment theme, I find. It's kind of a little sporadic there, but cutting cards because I wanted to make both of the commanders for the Abzan one into their own decks. So removing it and then cutting cards from that precon was actually fairly difficult. It's a very well-built precon. Mm-hmm. It's if you want just a base level infect deck to play, this is going to be a fun one.
Which one, the green, white, black, or the red, white?
The green, white, black one.
Yeah, that's what I was actually looking at.
It's a phenomenally built command. Like, it's a great deck. You could leave it nearly unchanged out of the box. I think it's got 38 lands or something like that. I think that's way too high for any deck. Mm-hmm. But short of that, like, the deck does what it's doing. Like, it's a very hard deck to cut from. Yeah. Do you want this next one, Slothy?
Yeah. So next up, we got Phyresis Outbreak, 2 and a black for a sorcery. Each opponent gets a poison counter. Then each creature your opponents control get -1/-1 till end of turn for each poison counter its controller has. That's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
That is so good.
Should I really like that?
The next one, too. Brian, this one will get you going. Actually, you take the one after, Brian. I'll take this one. Geth Summons is 2 double black. You return up to 1 target creature from your graveyard to the battlefield. That's pretty good recursion, pretty standard. Then it has Corrupted. For each opponent who has 3 or more poison counters as you cast it, put up to 1 target creature from the battlefield or from that player's graveyard onto the battlefield.
That's funny. So I like that.
You can potentially be getting 4 back for 4. That's really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Brian, take the next one because it's your player playstyle.
Norn's Decree, 2 and a white enchantment. Whenever one or more creatures an opponent controls deals combat damage to you, that opponent gets a poison counter. Whenever a player attacks, if one or more players being attacked are poisoned, the attacking player draws a card.
I like it a lot.
I like that, yeah.
It's for me, it's very fun to just, again, in that like Rhea deck, for instance, right? Brian, let me poison you so that we can get card draw. Please, Brian. Please let me poison you so a card draw. I love these cards. It's very political. It does incentivize people to attack others once they're poisoned. It's well, like, I need the card draw. Sorry, guys. But yeah, also,
sorry to be this way.
But also, it's a pretty big punishment to swing at me to get a poison counter like that. It's pretty harsh. I'll take this one too. So Sloth, you can have the other commander. It's Norn's Choirmaster, 3W for a Phyrexian Angel 5/4 with flying and first strike. That's really cool.
Yeah.
First off, it's really cool. Whenever a commander you control enters or attacks, proliferate. Come on.
So good.
Right, Brian?
Well.
Yeah. It's pretty bonkers.
Yeah.
All right, Slothy, take the next one, please.
Yeah. So this next one is Vishgroz the Doomhive. It's 2WB for a 3/3 legendary Phyrexian Insect with Menace and Toxic 1. When Vishgroz the Doomhive enters the battlefield, create 3/1/1 colorless Phyrexian Might artifact creature tokens with Toxic 1, and this creature can't block. And Vishgroz gets +1/+1 for each poison counter your opponents have.
And again, the poison counters is only 10, right?
Yeah, poison counters kill you at 10.
So you could have, if you're playing in a 4-person pod, you could have a 30/30 Vishgroz.
Yeah, +27 from poison counters. Behold the Doomhive. I this is one of the ones I've already like made in my new one, and I made it just as like a flicker theme deck so that I can constantly get those mites, because I really like the mites. They're my friends, Brian.
Someone needs to have them.
Yeah, exactly. You want this next one, Brian?
We have Volshock Factory, 2R artifact. Tap, add a mountain, put a charge counter onto Volshock's Factory. 2R, tap it, sacrifice Volshock Factory, create an XX colorless golem artifact creature token with haste, where X is the number of charge counters on Volshock's Factory. Activate only as a sorcery.
It's okay.
Yeah, nothing really special.
It's, again, if you're hyper-proliferating, maybe, but again, it's, you're still paying 3 to do it. It's okay.
It's red.
Yeah. You have Roar of Resistance, 1R, creature tokens you control have haste. Whenever one or more creatures attack, you can pay 1R. If you do, creatures attacking your opponents and or planeswalkers they control get +2/+0. I like it.
Yeah, okay.
Especially in the commander, like the commander deck that this is in, it gives them double strike, right? So that's a pretty big buff.
Yeah.
Not a big fan of the artwork on this next one. Yeah. But it looks weird.
I don't know why it looks like that, to be honest. I don't know if that's the actual artwork.
I think they wanted to make it look weird.
I reminisce of those shattered glass.
I thought it was from like an unset first.
Let me look it up and see if that's actually what it looks like while you read it.
So we got Hexplate Wallbreaker, 3R artifact equipment for Mirrodin. Equipped creature gets +2/+2, and whenever equipped creature attacks, if it's the first combat phase of the turn, untap each attacking creature. After this phase, there is an additional combat phase.
Yeah, it doesn't actually look like that. I don't know why it's like that in this artwork.
Weird. Interesting.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, I don't remember seeing something like that. It just looks like a normal card, so.
Next up, we've got Gold Warden's Gambit, 6WR for a sorcery with affinity for equipment. You create 5/2/2 rebel creature tokens. They get haste on a turn. For each of them, you may attach an equipment you control to it.
Yeah, see, this was what I was talking about.
I really don't mind that one.
It's not horrible, but like I cut out the art of like the enchantment, the equipment theme just seemed to not fit the make tokens theme. I don't know. For me,
that's an expensive card.
Well, you got to remember it's one less for each equipment you have. So if you're playing an equipment deck, this is like 2 that makes 5 creatures that all auto equip. So like you could
go ahead.
I was just going to say like potentially for 2R mana, you can pick up like one of each of the swords or like a Colossus Hammer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like this is really good in like Wyleth or Oskir.
Something like that, yeah.
Something like that, where your whole thing is to play a crap ton of equipment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how I have my Oskir.
Hmm?
It's not how I built mine.
I love Oskir. Oskir equipment's really good.
Oskir's just kind of hard to make bad.
True.
Yeah.
There's so many ways. I was going to say, we also have the Staff of the Storyteller. I think this is a cool card. It's 1W. When it enters the battlefield, you create a 1/1 spirit with flying. That's awesome. Whenever you create 1 or more creature tokens, you put a story counter on it. Again, awesome. And then pay 1, tap, remove a story counter from it, draw a card.
It's nice to actually give some white.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't see anything. I'm not a big fan about it.
I'm a tokens fan, so.
I like it. Speaking of single token, I really like this next one.
Okay, take it.
We got Kemba's Banner, 3 and a white for an equipment. It's got 4 Mirrodin, so whenever this equipment enters the battlefield, create a 2/2 red rebel creature token and attach the banner to it. Equipped creature gets +1/+1 for each creature you control, and it has equipped for 2 and a white.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
The Fermiridin thing is a pretty interesting mechanic of like living weapon.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At least it's not a 0/1 germ.
Yeah, and this one doesn't die, right?
Yeah.
Glimmerlens is the next one. 1 and a white. It's got Fermiridin. Whenever equipped creature and at least one other creature attack, draw a card. That's another phenomenal equipment. And then equips for 1 and a white.
Good. I really like the art on that one, too.
Yeah. Brian, you want this next one, I assume.
Sure, we got Clever Concealment, 2 and 2 white, instant Convoke. Your creatures can help cast the spell. Any number of target non-land permanents you control phase out. Yes.
Yeah, it's really cool.
That's really good.
Until someone plays that other card.
Well, yeah, the permanents can't phase back in. Convoke, yeah. Convoke being colorless or the creature's color makes this a lot of the time a free cast.
Yeah.
I like that, especially if they're just phasing out.
Yeah, it's essentially like a free answer to a Cyclonic Rift or a massive board wipe.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I like it. I wanted to talk the next one because it's probably my favorite card from the new set.
Mm-hmm.
It
does look neat.
It's really beautiful. So it's Athari Sun's Glory. First off, the artwork is amazing. It's a phoenix. You see all of the 5 sons of Mirrodin in the background of it. It's flying over the rebels, inspiring them. It's a beautiful card. Beautiful artwork. It's 3/1 red, 1 white. It has flying, lifelink, and haste, and 3/3. So this card's statted great. When Athari Sun's Glory attacks, you get an experience counter, and I love experience counters.
Oh, wow, they brought experience back. That's awesome.
Then create a 2/2 tapped, create a 2/2 red rebel creature token that's tapped and attacking for each experience counter you have, which is amazing as well. And then for 2/1 red, 1 white, you tap an untapped rebel you control, return Athari from your graveyard to the battlefield tapped.
Awesome.
And that's not at sorcery speed. You can do that on anyone's turn.
That's amazing.
So
yeah, I really like that.
So a very difficult card to actually remove.
Norn's Annex? I don't know what that... Oh, it is! Hey, the words underneath of it. I can't read it, though.
I'll read what old Norn... It's a reprint of a card. It's another card that's up your alleyway of annoying cards, Brian. You like these? Norn's Annex is 3 and then 2 Phyrexian White. Creatures can't attack you or a planeswalker you control unless the controller pays Phyrexian White for each of them. So either 1 white mana or 2 life for every creature.
I like it.
Yuck. Brian, do you want the other commander? You want to take Niali?
I really wanted the Scion, but sure. We got Niali, Sons of Vanguard, 2 red, white. Legendary creature, human, rebel. Attacking tokens you control have double strike. Gross. And whenever one or more token you control attacks a player, exile the top card of your library. During any turn you attacked with a token, you may play that card. By play, I'm assuming still with mana, not for free.
Yeah, you have to cast it still, but again, a great way to dig for lands, and I think it's just a really cool card. And the reason I got you to read that one is because this is the card Slothy hasn't been... Slothy's talked about this card nonstop. He loves it.
Yeah. So the last card here is Ixalan, Scion of Atraxa. 1 white, black, green for a 2/5 legendary Phyrexian Angel with Flying Vigilance and Toxic 2. And then it's got Corrupted. At the beginning of your end step, each opponent who has 3 or more poison counters exiles the top card of their library face down. You may look at and play those cards for as long as they remain exiled. You may spend mana as though or mana of any color to cast those spells.
That's a great card. It is
so phenomenal. I love this card so much.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
This is really my playstyle, but I don't think that I have the charisma or political ability to convince people I'm only going to give them 3 poison counters for the ability. Wink. You know what I mean? Don't worry, guys. You're only going to get 3 poison counters. I'm not going to do what you think I'm going to do. I'm going to just be friendly. You know, everyone's going to... No one's trusting me.
No.
I've known you for far too long.
Yeah.
It's so excited for it.
It's like I said, it's a phenomenal out of the box one. I wasn't as excited about either of these when I saw them initially, and I gave more time. Oh, by the way, also in the Niali artwork, you see Athari in the background, like the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. think it's a beautiful background. Yeah. Yeah, this is just, like I said, this is a very cool set.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck finding a bunch of those cards. Yeah, good luck. You have to come to me. Only I run cards in this town. Only me. It's, don't laugh at me, Brian. This is a set that I've just been really, really enjoying building from. The one I'm actually probably the most excited for, believe it or not. I'll go over, Brian, what's your favorite takeaway from this whole set from what we've seen so far? Last week or this week, either.
Oh, I'll be honest, I don't even know. I just want to get my hands on them. I just love I love fancy cards, so I just want to get some of the foil altar cards and see how they are. I'm really looking forward to, the Mondrek and the other, Elish Nord and stuff like that. I think just all of those cards and everything are going to be really interesting. I really was never one for Infect because I thought it was too greasy because it's 10 token or 10 counters. And your creatures get -1/-1 if you get hit. But now where it's not affecting the creatures, and you do have more kind of abilities that trigger off of the number of counters, that I'm more interested in trying it that way. But I still think it's a little bit greasy.
A little bit. But it is a great answer to I make infinite life or you can't any of those
things. Yeah. I usually have ways around that anyways, but regardless.
I was going to say, what's your favorite of this card, of this set, Slothy?
Probably Ixel or Venerated Rock Priest.
That card's really cool.
I really, really like the toxic mechanic. And as you said, I've been talking about Ixel nonstop since it was spoiled. I'm really excited to get my hand on that one and build it and use a lot of the cards from the set to upgrade it.
Yeah.
And with that, guys, have a good one.
Oh, yeah, you wish. with that, we have a 20-minute rant coming. No, obviously my favorite card from the set's Elish Norn, but, I'm not gonna count that one as my... That card was made for me. It's the Junji Ito. This card is mine. It was made for me. It's, yeah. But,
call it the Wednesday card. Come on, now.
No, it's not the Wednesday card. Animals.
Don't say that.
The mono white cards in the set are phenomenal. They're phenomenal. I'm building 3 mono white decks from one set. That's crazy, right? And I like mono white more than the average person, right? But that's crazy. But what I'm probably the most excited about is as I was building, my fiance loves cats. She's a cat lady. She gets it. So I was there's a new cat. I'll build it. Then I started building this deck for her, and then I was like, she's not getting this deck. This is my deck. It's this may be our deck. Let me... There we go. But no, Kembaka just enables just a lot of really cool stuff. So number one, it's just really, really cool that whenever a cat enters, you attach an equipment to it. Very, very easy to turn one Colossus Hammer, turn two Kemba, and have a monster card. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. But for even just stuff like Helm of the Host, right? Just auto-equipping once your cats come down. There's so many one-mana silly cats, and those cats, every time they come in, are also grabbing more equipments. I just really, really like every part of the deck. It seems, again, I haven't played it yet, so maybe I'm just overestimating it, but I really, really like this deck. It just seems really, really fun. It was very, very fun to assemble. Mm-hmm. And I'll be putting some of the... Yeah, we'll end. We're going to be doing some of the deck tour stuff, so you guys will see a little more. You see, a lot of times, we do decks. Obviously, you listen to the show, you know that. But that is nowhere near the number of decks I build. I build a lot of times, 8 or 9 decks in a weekend, especially on a release, right? So not all of them get showcased in episodes. We just don't have the time to... I barely even have the time to build them, let alone do a show about them, right? You guys would be getting episodes every 2 days, and who wants to hear me talk every 2 days? No one, right? So it's...
probably someone.
like I said, we're going to be doing deck tours, and I'm very excited to... I got the Masterpiece Swords already put aside for this deck. I love it.
Yeah, I was going to say that I think the last time I saw you this excited about mono white in a set was Lightpaws.
Lightpaws was real cool. Behold the Lightpaws, really, yeah. Yeah, Kemba can be built on a pretty good budget, too, because you can fetch a lot of those, you can fetch an Argentum Armor out Like, the auto equip makes the cards very, very strong. And, like, boots are a must-have, right? Because you can move them over so cheap, and these things can be coming down, swinging for 15 on, like, turn one. It's pretty gross, to be totally honest, right?
Yeah.
And generally, the problem with equipment is that, like, you have to re-equip it. But with this, you kill my commander. I'm like, all right, it comes back. And that sword's now coming at you.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if we're going to do... We might do a version of my Elesh Norn, but my Elesh Norn's not at all budget. Like, it's, like, filled with, like, the most, like, Mox Diamond kind of stuff to get it, like... It's a go-hard deck, so I don't know if I'll actually do a deck tech for the show on it, because I doubt the average person's going to spend that much on an Elesh Norn deck, but maybe there'll be some ideas. But I probably will do a Kemba Ka one, because that's more, I think, of a attainable playstyle, and it's a really, really cool, like, tribal theme mono-white deck that I think's got a lot of great potential. There's just a lot of really cool stuff. I'm really, really excited to get some games in with that Vishgaz deck as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Brian, do your Patreon things, and then I'll outro us.
Yeah, so we wanted to give a huge thanks to Whipsaw. They are our newest Patreon member, so we wanted to give a shout out for them. We do have some new plans for Patreon in the upcoming weeks to a month, whenever I get my butt around to actually getting everything updated. So keep an eye out. We'll probably make some posts around the changes that we're doing as well. But yeah, if you become a patron, you get your own private chat with us, where actually we've been very active. I'm quite surprised, guys. I want to applaud you. we basically want to allow all of our extra content to be available to all of those who want to support us. So a lot of the tiers are going to be identical, where you'll get early access. You'll be able to get, we're planning to do we're thinking either a single extra additional monthly podcast episode. But once we actually put our thumb down on exactly what we want to do, we'll obviously pass that along to you guys. And rant complete. You're up, Daniel.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Back to it. Thank you guys so much for getting to the end of the episode. If you like what you hear, find all of the content on intothe99.com. Again, we are very active on Discord, especially if you are in those Patreon chats. We're going to be chatting more, doing deck reviews, so come check it out. We film lots of games. The games go up early. The full streams are going to go up for people as well, so they can see them. Otherwise, you got to catch the streams on Twitch, and we don't really have a stream schedule right now, so it's kind of sporadic of when I want to hit my friends with a big octopus kind of thing. Other than that, thank you again for the support. It's really great. Like, share, subscribe it, rate it on Spotify, Apple. It really does matter a lot. Lots of people have gone and given us great ratings, so I appreciate it. And if you don't like the show, still give me a 5-star rating, because you know what? Why not, right? What's it hurting you? And other than that, we appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great week. I gotta record something better than this. I never think about what I'm saying at the end. But again, thank you. Let me know what you're building from. All will be one. And show me those deck lists. I want to see what you guys made and how you made it, because I get some really cool ideas from people through the Instagram and stuff all the time. So that's it for now, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you later.
Bye.